I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is The Nest, our little mini episodes. They're all about the delightful and the delicious and just wonderful things that make our homes just where we want to be. Okay, what are you loving this week, Marjorie? What's making your life a little better at the homestead?
I am loving that it's time for summer reading.
Yes.
And I want to share with all of you something very special. So a woman that I used to work with many, many, many years ago has a new book coming out, and it drops on June 4th. Her name is Sherry Salata. She was the executive producer of The Oprah Winfrey Show for many years. She was my boss for many years. But she's written this book called Is the Beautiful No? And Other Tales of Trial, Transcendence, and Transformation. It's such an interesting story because the book is all about after she left The Oprah Winfrey Show, she realized that she had spent her life building and making other people's lives become more beautiful, but she had not focused on making her own life beautiful.
Yeah, boy, that's, yes, yes.
And she was 58, and she, as she writes in one of the chapters, she was 100 pounds overweight, there was no man in sight, and she thought, what have I done? What have I done? And so the book is called The Beautiful No, and Other Tales of Trial, Transcendence, and Transformation. And I just have to say, having known her, having worked for her, she changed my life. And so when I hear her talk about the fact that she, that there was an emptiness in her life when she was going through, when she was working so hard, I don't know that she knew there was an emptiness, but she was working so hard and so focused on other things. I cannot tell you, she was the first boss that I had where I realized what love felt like at work.
Wow.
Yeah. She was amazing to me. She came into my life at a time where I wasn't sure what I was doing, and she just showed me a path. And everything about me and how I felt about work and how I treated the people that I worked with changed because of her. So she's just, she has meant the world to me. So anyway, I'm almost going to cry, honestly, because I just, she's just such an amazing person. And we were talking about intuition on Tuesday in our last podcast, and I was listening to her podcast. It's called The Sherry and Nancy Show, and they had on Elizabeth Gilbert.
Yes.
And Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, was talking about be love in the room. And we were just talking about, with Jody Levon, make your home a place of love. And it's just this message that just keeps coming to me about how powerful that can be. And for me, Sherry Salata was love in the room. She was love in my workplace. And so if you're interested in it, if you were a fan of The Oprah Winfrey Show, I think you'd enjoy this book. She's a lovely person. The book is called The Beautiful No, comes out June 4th. Perfect summer reading.
You just sold me a copy. You don't get a commission, but you sold me a copy. I'm 100% going to buy that. I love that. Okay, yeah. I have one little fun suggestion for your home. And this is just a little bit of a lighter thing. But there is a candle that I love very much, Marjorie. And I keep a stash of these in my basement. And I think this, it feels like the most luxurious thing to me. I keep a stash of them in the basement so that when the candle burns and it's done, I can always go and get another one. And every time I burn other candles, I kind of like them and they're nice.
Right.
And I continually go back to this one particular candle because it is the best aroma. It makes my home smell clean and fresh and just smell like home.
Right.
And that is the Champure candle from Aveda.
Huh.
So Aveda is, you know, a Minnesota-based company. And
it's
I have like so much emotional attachment to Aveda because when I was in college, I worked at the Aveda store. I worked at two different ones. And it was a complete life changer for me because Aveda as a company has core values of, you know, what we eat matters, what we put on our body matters, what we, how we, you know, the space that we leave for meditation and quiet matters. And that's really within the company's core values.
Love
and so
that.
I learned that when I worked there. I then became, of course, obsessed with the aroma, and it smells like home also because of the Minnesota connection.
Right.
And Jay and I got married, as you know, because you were there. At the home of the founder of Aveda, Horst Ruckelbacher, at his home.
Beautiful.
He invited us to get married on his property in Osceola, Wisconsin. And there are all those emotions with me that are tied up and wrapped up in terms of Aveda and my life and that connection that I feel to it. But it's just every time I pull out a new candle, which I just did this week because I burned through the other one and then I opened one up and lit it, I just feel so happy and peaceful. So I just wanted to encourage you all. Maybe it's not the Champure candle for you, but to find that like aroma or whatever you can just have a stash of in your basement so you never feel guilty about taking one and actually burning it because you have more in the basement ready to go.
Here's what I love about that. I didn't know you were going to talk about a candle, and I certainly didn't know that you were going to talk about your signature scent in a candle. And here's how this ties back to Sherry. That is one of her foundational beliefs, is she has a signature scent candle for her home.
Really?
Yes.
Because I think it's the greatest compliment if people come into your house and say, oh, it smells like Aveda. That's so great. Okay, really.
It's a huge part of, she talks about it all the time.
We're kindred spirits.
You are a kindred spirit. So that was just perfect.
Oh, I love that. Okay, what a happy little nest. I hope your nest is happy and cozy and wonderful. And if you are enjoying this podcast, we always ask you to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. It's so easy. And then it just pops right up on your device. And even more important, if you could share it with a friend, we'd love that too. You can even give us a review at Apple Podcasts. That's so meaningful.
And please reach out to us. You can find us both on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Oh, Elizabeth, have a wonderful day.
You too. I'm getting that book, girl.
Good.